Hey Swifties, welcome to a brand new episode of Swiftie School, where together we walk down Amelia Street covering the latest news and Easter eggs from our fearless leader, Taylor Swift. I'm your host, Reagan Bailey, and it is enchanting to have you here. Now that we're out of the woods, let's get into today's episode.
It's another great day to be alive at the same time as Taylor Swift. What's going on? How are we doing? How are we feeling? It's December. Happy Swiftmas. Ho, ho, ho. How are we doing? Wow. I'm at a loss of words because I feel like our clowning has reached a five holes in the fence kind of level. And if you're a new Swiftie, look up the five holes in the fence because that is where we are currently living. Clownelia Street who? reputation at this point, I'm going to forget that it exists. I forgot that it existed. I actually did not forget. It is very top of mind at all times, very mind consuming. It's funny because I don't consider myself like a rep girly, but I am very excited. Can you imagine getaway car? I'm in a getaway car. Like the moment we thought that like hearing New Romantics was going to send shockwaves through the earth. Getaway car. Like, ooh, how does that even go? I'm in a getaway car. What is the beginning of getaway car? I left you at the motel bar. Like, and she's going to sing that with some grit. Anyways, wow, that was a tangent and a half. I am quaking in my boots. I think I need to put that on a shirt. I love that saying. I notice I say it every episode, and perhaps that's problematic, but hey. Welcome to the podcast. If you're new here, my name's Reagan. This is, I was about to call it Clownelia Street. This is indeed not Clownelia Street. This is the Swiftie School podcast, and we have so many new listeners. I am, perhaps at the time this is coming out, we've reached 100K downloads, which is absolutely whoababybananas.com. I cannot even fathom that. When I started this, I really didn't have a game plan. I'm not joking when I say from the time that I thought of this podcast to the time that I started it was less than 24 hours. Let me take you back down memory lane for a moment. I don't know if you guys are spiritual at all. And I wouldn't say that I'm like crazy spiritual, but if I get some sort of like palm reading or some psychic medium tells me something, you better believe it's living rent-free in my head for the next eternity because I'm very like superstitious about that stuff. So anywho, me and my mom randomly on TikTok Live, of all things, this is really a rabbit hole, but here we are. About like 2 or 3 years ago, me and my mom were in the car. We were like, I had TikTok Live up for some reason. And then this psychic medium, was it TikTok Live? I don't know what it was. It was some sort of live stream of sorts. And this psychic medium ended up choosing us. She ends up doing a reading and she told me I need to be speaking in front of crowds more. And I was like, well, that's weird. I already post online for like not literal crowds, but crowds technologically wise of people. And she was like, no, I just have this vision that you're going to see great success if you speak in front of more and more people, like practice your public speaking. And I was like, well, that's strange. I'm very comfortable with public speaking. Like put me on a stage and I'll do a performance. What do you want me to do? And so I think it's really crazy that I had this idea to start this podcast. I randomly just did it. I feel like everybody has a podcast. So I felt like I kind of jumped on the bandwagon, but I started it. And then it dawned on me the other day, oh my gosh, who knows if she was really a real psychic or not, but she did tell me to be speaking in front of more people and that I would find great success with it. So here we are. Side note, I'm trying not to scream as much because I was listening back. If you guys follow me on Instagram, you see that I have been looking for a podcast editor. So many of you guys applied. Thank you so very much. We could talk about working for me in a moment if that's of interest. But I posted about a podcast editor. And so it's forced me to, I need to record these episodes in advance so I can send them out to some candidates, have them do test runs, whatever. And so I had to watch back, you know, the edits they've been sending back. And holy moly, I yell a lot. So if you are listening into the car and you have a sleeping child or something, I am very sorry for screaming in your eardrums. So I'm trying to stay a nice, healthy distance. Anyways, that's where I'm at. Let's get into today's episode. So I feel like what we need to talk about is the obvious. Taylor and Travis, Tavis, Swelsey, if you will. We've touched on them. You guys are begging me in my DMs to talk more about my thoughts. And I know Taylor has asked us not to speculate about her relationship, but my question is it speculation if it already exists? We're not speculating. We're talking about the real raw facts, people. So she's been keeping us fed. I mean, we got a lot of it clowned from the Spotify hubbub, which leads me on another little tangent that I'll mention. Spotify really did the most with clowning. I am thinking of how that went down, and I'm sure Taylor had a part of it, but I was talking to my friend and it feels a little slimy. Spotify really did the most by making that whole campaign, fooling us. They really said foolish one by giving us puzzle pieces, dropping them all around the world, knowing that we would quite literally drop everything now and go absolutely bananas.com following the rep teaser that we had. I think that that was evil of Spotify. But shout out to everyone who jumped into my spreadsheet. That was so much fun. We literally clowned the heck out of that, and I had the time of my life fighting puzzles with you. But needless to say, I am just pondering about the boardroom conversations that went down regarding that graphic, the graphic that ended up solving the puzzle. With all of the unhinged Easter eggs, like Olivia Benson wearing the All Too Well red scarf is my new Roman Empire. We need to break this down further. I feel like I have not had the time to properly digest all of the Easter eggs that can be found within this graphic poster, whatever you want to call it. But I cannot stop thinking about how unserious these people feel like their job is. Whoever works for Taylor Nation, and whoever works for Spotify, PR people, whatever, had to sit down and be like, now, how do we want to announce this? And then someone was like, well, we know people love Easter eggs. And then they were like, well, what if we made a clue, a treasure hunt? And then they're like, what if we put Olivia Benson in a red scarf? But the most notable, the one thing that's blaringly obvious that everyone's talking about, and I saw this really cool video, which I'm always terrible about sending you guys stuff after recording the episodes. If I never do that, please send me an email or a DM yelling at me, but I will try to send this. I saw a video earlier today talking about the vault, the orange vault. And if you're like, Reagan, what's happening? I missed the whole puzzle situation. Essentially, the graphic that was tied to this whole puzzle, announcing her as the global top Spotify artist, had this orange vault as one of the parts of it. And there was a seagull flying out of it. There's like glitter flying out of it. And then there is this like emblem. I think it's a shield. I'm forgetting the fancier word for that. Like a coat of arms, I have no idea. Regardless, there is a shield-like thing, graphic, on the top of it. And someone did a video breaking this down. And apparently Taylor has been using this shield slash emblem situation for many years, since 2020. I have never heard of this or seen of this. So her video was very interesting and informative. But what she called out, more interestingly or importantly, is that that emblem or shield has shown up on every single vault that we have seen. So what I mean by that is like the blue vault that we went bananas over solving the clues on Google, that vault had this emblem on the top of it. So I am so curious. I mean, this means it's a real vault. Why would she make a fake orange vault? Unless she's literally just dying over our TikTok videos and she's like, haha, karma's not coming. Rep's not coming, but here's a funny orange vault. I just don't believe it. I mean, what if I told you none of it was accidental and the first night that you saw me, I knew I wanted your body? Anyways, I'm very curious to see what comes of that, if we will see orange happening more often. Now, looking ahead, I have a couple things written down for you guys. And by a couple, I mean a lot of things that I want to run through for this episode. And quick note before I keep going is on my Instagram stories, I recently asked you guys if you prefer two shorter episodes or one longer, juicier one, if you will. Now that I have a podcast editor coming on, it'll be a lot more attainable for me to do longer episodes, like one longer one a week or two shorter. So I'm very curious if you have any heavy thoughts or opinions on that. Definitely let me know. The only weird thing about this particular podcast is obviously a lot of the clowning and random things just like pop up here and there. And I don't want to wait. If I'm doing episodes every Wednesday, but then Friday, she like drops a new album, I'm not going to wait until the next Wednesday. So I feel like that's where the Drop Everything Now episodes will come into play and all of that. But I do want to get into more regular cadence now that there are so many of you tuning in. So thank you so very much. And also thank you so very much for including me in your guys' Spotify Wrapped and sending those over. It was so fun to see and watch and repost and shed a tear over it. So what I want to talk about is the upcoming timeline. I want to talk about what we can expect from Taylor in these coming weeks, months, I guess, December, and January, leading into February, where we will see the return of the Eras Tour itself. Now, we know that that's happening like the second week of February. She's popping into Tokyo and then heading to Australia. But before that, we have a few very key slash notable things happening. Obviously, we just got the announcement that the Eras Tour film is going to be available for rent, and that is happening on Taylor's birthday. So December 13th, we know that we're getting something there. My mind keeps going to that date. It's 12/13. So I was like, is something going to happen on the 14th of February? I don't know if she's going to continue that like 12, 13, 14 pattern. It's also her birthday, so she can't choose that. So I guess it might not matter at all. But regardless, we've got that film coming out on the 13th. After that, we're going to have Christmas, probably some sort of Swiftmas sale happening on taylorswift.com for all of the Christmas merch that didn't sell. And then nothing really for January. We're obviously clowning for February following that weird snow globe playlist on Spotify. But the two key things I want to talk about is like back to back to back between basically the beginning of February and when her show starts. We've got February 4th, which is the Grammys. And I am clowning that if we are correct about this February 16th date that follows the pattern that we've been following, that perhaps Taylor could announce something on February 4th at the Grammys. We know that she's no stranger to announcing things at award shows. We obviously got Midnights at an award show. And I'm very curious to see if at the Grammys, she will pull any sort of crazy stunt, especially if she knows she's winning, which I do believe they get told ahead of time that they're going to win. Maybe they don't. I think they get told if they're not going to be there. And I'm pretty sure she's going to be there. So maybe I'm wrong. But aside from that, we've also got the Super Bowl happening. And I don't know much about football, obviously. You guys know that I am a resident NFL girly, thanks to our mother herself. But we've got the Super Bowl happening on February 11th, and from reliable sources online, the football boys mention that there is a heavy chance that Travis could go to the Super Bowl because the Kansas City Chiefs are that good. So that would be very, very, very interesting, and I'm not quite sure. I need to pull back up the dates to see. I don't think the Super Bowl overlaps with Tokyo. Tokyo starts later that week. I believe Super Bowl is that Sunday. And Tokyo starts that Friday. So if he does make it to the Super Bowl, there is a high probability that she could attend to watch her man take home a ring. Wouldn't that be so fun? And then he could just jaunt over to Tokyo with her. Like, God, I would kill to have this sort of relationship. So much fun. Love that for them. But I am curious to see with the Grammys, circling back to that, because I do have a very important Easter egg regarding the Grammys itself. I am curious to see if he would attend that with her. If he is going to the Super Bowl, I don't know if like because it's a week prior, they're in like crazy training mode or what, but it is here in LA. It's at the crypto.com arena, which is formerly the Staples Center. And I guess it depends where the Super Bowl is happening and all of that jazz. I do not know where the Super Bowl is happening, actually, but I'm curious to see if he would attend with her. We know Joe literally is the worst and did not like making appearances, did not like being in the public eye. And we know, thanks to Donna Kelsey, Travis's mom, that Travis does, in fact, like the attention. And I'm all here for it. So I think that would be an iconic debut, red carpet debut, if you will. And I'm just predicting the fashion disaster that could be Travis not matching Taylor's vibe. I don't know. I could see it going one of two ways. He obviously has a very, very distinct sense of style. And if you haven't seen his style, it is distinct, to say the least. I am all for it. Dopamine dresser reporting for duty here. I'm a big fan. I love the colors. I love the patterns. I love the vibes. And I like that he just gives off like a I don't give an F kind of attitude when it comes to his fashion. And I think more men should be more daring with their fashion because let's be real, men's fashion is lackluster, to say the least. But I can just see Taylor in the most perfectly styled, tailored look. She's got her nails done. She's got the Versace jewelry. She's got the Pat McGrath makeup. And then Travis is in like some banana print shirt, you know, like I could just see it happening. But I'm going to put a little bit more faith into our man, Travis, because he's been doing a great job so far. But what I wanted to talk about, actually important information with the Grammys, is that this is the 66th. Let me repeat that. 66th Grammy Awards. Wouldn't it be so iconic / ironic for Taylor to drop Reputation or announce Reputation at the 66th Grammys Awards? Now, this is not on a Friday. It's on a Sunday. So my thought, stick with me, is that on that Sunday at the Grammys, she could announce it as a thank you for supporting me, blah, blah, blah. I have an announcement, Reputation out Friday. And then next Friday, I guess, because it's the 4th. And then in Tokyo, boom, drops Reputation, comes out with all new outfits. Please, for the love of God, I am praying for new outfits. Give us a new Reputation outfit, please. That would happen maybe at the Grammys, being that it is lining up with that 6-6 vibe giving off Reputation. And if you're like, why 6-6? Reputation is a 6th studio album. And that is what we know so far. So now, speaking of relationships, there has been a little birdie on the internet. And by birdie, I mean major news outlets reporting that Taylor is allegedly moving in to Travis's new $6 million mansion. He bought this not too long ago, somewhat recently. A lot of people are speculating that he bought this mansion for Taylor, which I don't know. That seems a little bananas. Like, they haven't been dating for that long. But hey, if you're in love, you're in love. And we love love around here. So there are rumors she is going to be staying in Kansas City with him until she embarks on the next leg of the tour. And I think this will be fun. I have predictions that this is going to be a very public time these next couple months. I think Taylor is going to just be living her best freaking life. If you guys saw that little video going around recently of Travis hitting our local Trader Joe's to grab ice cream, apparently he told someone it was Taylor's favorite and that's why he was grabbing it. But I think we could be seeing a lot of moments of them just being normal. And what a time. What a time to be a Midwesterner. Let me tell you. I'm going to Oklahoma for Christmas. Is that anywhere near Kansas City? Because if it is, let me just take a little skirt down to the town and scope around. I follow a couple people who live in Kansas City. And from the sound of it, this is like the most exciting thing that's happened. But maybe I'm totally mistaken and Kansas City is like a really cool place and I sound like a terrible human. Please inform me if you live there or you are reporting live from the near whereabouts of Taylor Swift. I want to know what it's like. I guess she didn't grow up on a Christmas tree farm, so perhaps she's comfortable with living in rural places. I have no idea. But that being said, in terms of pre-Travis information, Jack Antonoff recently dropped a big, fat, juicy piece of information on his Instagram stories, and he shared that when Taylor dropped You're Losing Me, he reshared it to stories. He said, like, such an amazing time writing it or something like that. And then he said they wrote it on 12/5/2021. Why is this date critical to understand? Not the date itself, but the time period holds great significance and signifies what so many people have been thinking all along, and that is that Midnights is officially a breakup album. The fact that she wrote this, what, 2 years? I guess it was closer to like a year and a half, a solid year and a half. I think her and Joe broke up in like May, right? So a year and a half before she wrote this song. And if you really dig deep and listen to the lyrics of You're Losing Me, I'm hashtag concerned for our girl and the well-being that was occurring during the end of that relationship. But nonetheless, we've moved on to bigger, literally taller, better, redder things at the Kansas City Chiefs. And I just think that's an interesting nugget. So now when you're listening to Midnights, I feel like you can have a little bit more confirmation that it is most likely a breakup album. Okay, I know we're jumping around, but I want to go back to what I said about moving in with Travis. There are a lot of people, including Ryan Seacrest. And if Ryan Seacrest is talking about it, you know that we need to be talking about it. So about the fact that there are engagement rumors, I think this is fascinating. I think there is, again, high probability of this for a couple of reasons, because number one, of age, number one, of Taylor being very blunt of her interest in settling down and having a family and all of that jazz. But the timing that people are reporting on is wild to me. This was on Ryan Seacrest today, that Taylor is expecting an engagement by her birthday, Christmas, or after the Super Bowl. Now, after the Super Bowl is dicey because if he doesn't win, yikes. But he did win the girl, so I'm in a singing mood today, folks. Hope that's okay with you. Hopefully I'm not screaming in your ears this time. But I thought that was interesting that Ryan Seacrest reported on that. I don't know if that just means the whole world has put their clown noses on and we are officially crazy people. But I think that wedding alone would not happen until 2025. Taylor's touring all of this upcoming year, and there's just no way they could fit a wedding in there. But who knows? Maybe they're going to hit the White Chapel at Vegas and call it a wrap. Who freaking knows? Anyways, I am just having the time of my life, you guys, with this podcast. I am really curious to know what you want more of. I had a lot of fun on the last episode, just kind of like answering your questions. And I would love for you guys to get to know me a little more. I'd love to get to know you guys a little more. A couple of you guys had asked if I would consider doing any meetups or anything. So I might do a poll. I do have New York Fashion Week coming up in February, and I am in New York for a pretty considerable amount of time then. And I'd love to know if there are a lot of you in New York or the tri-state area, if that would be of interest to do some sort of meetup, and perhaps I could get a brand involved and sponsor a dinner or a meetup of sorts. I have no idea, but I think that that could be really fun. Very chaotic time for me with Fashion Week, but I know New York is a great hub. Obviously, I could explore doing it in LA as well. But I figured if I'm there, maybe I can extend my trip and make a little thing out of it. So send me a message if that's of interest to you, or if you have any suggestions for me as I bring on an editor and start to really zhuzh up the podcast, if you will, since I've been kind of bootstrapping it all of this time. But yeah, I have had so much fun today clowning with you. Hopefully you were able to stick with me. I had a bag of Flaming Hot Fritos before this, which is why I think I'm a little bit zingier than usual. I'm headed to a really fun Christmas bar tonight with Matt, and I'm just ready to get my ho 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 and holly jolly on because I love the holidays and I love all of you, and it's going to be a very Merry Swiftmas. Thanks so much for tuning in. My name's Reagan, and I'll be your host from here, there, and evermore. Thanks for tuning in, and I will see you on the next one. Bye!
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. I know all too well how busy life can be, and I am so grateful that you chose to stay. Now, just know this is me trying, and I would greatly appreciate if you took a minute to leave a review or maybe share this episode with a fellow Swiftie. Make sure you join my broadcast channel on Instagram for more Swiftivities. And long story short, this love is real, and I'm beyond grateful for your support. See you next time.